This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey there, and welcome to our Friday Bible study. This is a subsection of the Ribs and Knits podcast where you and I get to spend some time just reading the Bible. We're going to go through series where we read different books of the Bible, starting with Ephesians. Only a little 5, 7, 10 minute study where you and I just dive into the Bible a little bit together. But there is so much more for you than just these studies. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every single day and hanging out with him and just hearing what he wants to say. If you're new to the Bible and you don't really understand it, I encourage you to go and check out season 2 of the Ribs and Knits podcast where we covered an episode on the Bible. My prayer is that these Fridays studies really encourage you and help you grow in the word and help you understand the Bible a little bit more. These studies are a subsection of the podcast and these will happen every single Friday. So even when the podcast is on a break for different series, these will happen every Friday. So I hope you enjoy these and yeah, let's get stuck into the Bible together. Hello and welcome back to the Friday Bible study. Today we're going to be doing Ephesians 5. It's me, Em. I'm your host. This is a subsection of the Ribs and Knits podcast, a podcast that I host. And today I'm back with my friend Hannah.
Yeah.
And today we're both wearing Upper Room.
I know.
Hey.
We didn't even plan this.
We literally didn't even. Conference last year and we love Upper Room.
So good, guys. You need to go.
We're cute. We're cute right now,
matching. Born
mating. We're going to read Ephesians 5. Our notes are on our phones, so if you see us look down at our phones at all, please ignore us.
No,
this
you
is
going to
be super quick, guys. This is a quick study, 5 minutes in and out. Han's going to read Ephesians 5.
Yeah. Go. Should I go up to verse 20?
Let's just do the start.
Okay.
People can read it alone at home.
Yeah. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That this is why it is said, wake up sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wows, guys. Wowzers. There's so much to cover. There is so much to cover.
I mean, I want to just start with literally the first four words.
Do it.
Be imitators of God.
Come on.
Be the example
Come on.
Of God to mm-hmm. everyone around you. To your, even like, it's me. Like, I need to be better. How yeah. do I be better? I be like God.
Yeah.
It's like we show him to others through how we behave. Mm-hmm. Like, if I imitate God and others know that I know God,
mm.
they see God. It's like they say that you are who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
You behave with who you hang out with. Like, mm-hmm. whenever I hang out with our friend Maisie, I literally always leave saying her phrases.
Yeah.
I leave and I'll say, like, she always says this phrase, like, oh, do you mind if I just say?
Mm-hmm.
And I say it. And I say it in her tone.
Yeah.
I say it in her voice. And I start saying it all the time.
Yeah.
And every time I say it, I think, oh, Maisie.
Because you love her.
You've impacted me. Yeah. And I love that she says it because I think it's so careful and she's so kind and so generous through always presenting herself in that way of like, oh, do you mind if I just give a point or tell you something? It's like, yes, you can, Maisie. Thank you for presenting that you're about to tell me something and inform me on something. It's like so sweet.
Yeah.
But I love that. Like, be imitators of God. Be like him. Like, and I should hang out with God and love him and find him, like, it should encourage me and I should, like, really enjoy hanging out with him. And that pushes me to then want to be like him. But you've got to hang out with someone to imitate them.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to hang out with Maisie to leave knowing her phrases.
Yeah.
You've got to hang out with God to know how he acts, how he behaves, how he speaks to me, the way he phrases things. I've got to be in his presence to imitate.
Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely. And that takes actually placing yourself in his presence, because
yes.
you're not going to become like him unless you spend time with him, like you actively choosing to spend time with him.
Yeah.
Because he can follow you around and he can be like, hey, give me attention. Imagine a friend is just following you around. Give me attention. And you're not giving them attention. Of course, you don't want to be like them. You're running away from them. And it's the same with God. If you run away, you're not going to be able to glean off of who he is. But what I was going to cover, and this is a really interesting one, when it says, verse 5, for this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a person is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now that is a heavy word, and it makes you scared, doesn't it? Because you're like, oh my goodness, am I those things? Am I not going to have an inheritance?
Am I not going to get in?
I literally just want to be with God. But I literally, because that actually really convicted me. And I was like, oh, what if I am immoral? What if I'm impure? What if I'm greedy? I'm not going to have an inheritance. But actually, guys, there is hope, okay? Because inheritance, what inheritance means, and I literally just Google search this, it's easy, receiving assets, property, or rights from a deceased person. So when Jesus died, okay, you received his assets, his property, and his rights.
Yeah.
That's what you received when he died. And so you then received his inheritance. And that is everyone in the world, because he died for every single one of us. He didn't die for a few. He didn't die for the holy. He died for everyone. You received that inheritance from him. Everything, his love, his kindness, his purity. You received that, right? And then it says, all of these people does not have inheritance from the kingdom of Christ. Now, when you've received something and you inherit something, you are choosing to actually receive it, right?
Yeah.
So when you're choosing to receive God in who he is and receive his assets, that is living and breathing in you. And so therefore, you are inheriting the kingdom of God.
Yes.
When you give your life to Jesus, you are inheriting the kingdom of God. And so even if, as a Christian, you are not moral, you are impure, and you are greedy, if you've received the kingdom of God and you've received his inheritance, which is giving your life to him, then you've received it. There is nothing...
Through repentance.
There is literally nothing that can then take that away from you again, because your inheritance is yours. You know when you write, like, your will and, like, it's on... The will is signed. You can't change the will once the person's deceased. That is what is happening here.
Yeah.
And so don't fret, guys. If you are saved, you have received the inheritance of God.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful picture that is, that he hasn't... You read that and you panic and you're like, oh, am I part of that? Of course you're part of that. And anyone can choose to be a part of that. Now, if you're not a Christian, then that is something that you need to speak to God about. And you need to be like, God, if you want this inheritance, you need to give your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing. But just have faith and, like, hope that
Yeah.
You will have received the inheritance if you've given your life to God.
And I love where it says, nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And then later in verse 15, which we didn't get to read, but it says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise,
making
the most of every opportunity because of the days of evil. Mm-hmm. Just like we need to make the opportunity of every day to be wise, to live in wisdom and to not take part. Like, I love that it says, have nothing to do with fruitlessness. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean like, it doesn't say ignore fruitlessness around you. It doesn't say don't hang out with your friends because they're not a Christian. It says have nothing to do with it. That means I can sit with my friend who's struggling with sin, who's struggling with certain stuff, who doesn't believe in the Lord. I can sit with them through it, but I won't join in with it. Mm-hmm. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't have anything to do with it, but I will be with you through it. Mm-hmm. I will sit with you on your sofa and discuss why you shouldn't have done that things. Mm-hmm. And I will expose it. I will expose, it says then to expose them, but rather expose them. Expose to your friends. Let them know, hey, I don't think you should be living like that right now. Like if Hannah was, I don't know, littering everywhere she went, I should tell her. I should expose her. I should say, hey girl, do you know that that's sinful and do you know that that's unwise for you to not do that? And then she'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realise. Like, I didn't know we can litter.
Why can't we litter, guys?
I go, well, Hannah, that's a sin.
It's a sin.
And then she goes, well, dilly dolly day.
Dilly dolly day. You've just called me out. I'm freed from that.
And now I can live in wisdom tomorrow and not,
amen,
not throw trash on the floor tomorrow. Amen.
I was actually just going to say, there is this tool that I use, guys. It literally saves so much time from like Google searching everything, but it's a tool called Enduring Word. Actually, from what it's just said about what the passage you just said, is for you were once darkness, as Paul condemned those who practiced fornication, uncleanliness, and covetous as the sons of disobedience. He also recognized that this was the exact darkness Christians had emerged from. But now, having been enlightened, we are to walk as children of light. Again, the theme is repeated, you are children, so live like children. And then the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. In contrast to the walk in darkness and wrath is the fruit of the Spirit, more fully described in Galatians chapter 5. Goodness, righteousness, and truth should mark us because we have the Holy Spirit in our life. And it just, it literally just goes through it.
It's like a study.
It literally is like a study. So guys, if you want tools to help
you.
This
is not an ad.
This is actually not an ad. So good. It's called Enduring Word. It's amazing. And it just helps explain just like things that are really actually quite difficult to understand because the context is difficult.
And this is written to specific groups of people.
Yeah.
Each letter in the Bible is a specific group.
Yeah.
Different church.
Yeah.
And so they're writing to these specific churches.
Yeah, and your church might need something different to what my church needs. And
I might be in a church that aligns with what Romans are feeling right now.
Yeah.
Your church might be in a time that aligns with what Ephesians are reading.
Yeah.
Like, these letters, they definitely align in different seasons, but they're good.
They're good.
But that's Ephesians 5. There's so much more.
And guys, I'm just going to say now, we are not avoiding the wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives. We're not avoiding it. It's literally verse 21. We didn't even get there, but I promise we're not avoiding it because we do want to talk about it. And this is not something where we're like, oh, let's just skip that part because the Bible is the Bible and we need to listen to all of it.
But definitely like,
but there is wisdom.
The app Hannah's just said, guys, spend some time reading 5 today. Like, so go into this, talk to your family about it, talk to your friends about it. Go hard, because this chapter 5 goes hard. It's challenging chapter.
Yeah.
But hey, don't we love a challenge?
Oh, we love a challenge. Give me the challenge.
Challenge me. Okay.
Every day.
But yeah, guys, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next week.
Well, I'll see you next week.
I actually won't see
Han's
you next week.
Han's back home next week, so Han won't be here. But no. I'll see you next week where we go through Ephesians 6. We're finishing Ephesians. What book do you want to read next?
Let her know.
Let me know.
Guys, we love you.
Yeah. Bless you guys.